Local children are staying active during the March break by participating in various programs and activities. Over at Rotary Place this week, the Aurelia Ice Dogs spring, summer hockey team is hosting a March break camp for U9 and U10 players. Ice Dogs assistant director Brian Worsley says camp participants will become better hockey players this week. They are being coached by U10 North Central Predators coach Daryl Batt, he explained. We also have players from the Junior C Terriers coming to help out as role models. The camp's intention is to give kids something productive to do during their break from school, he explained. We want them to be out in the community and active, he said. The parents still have to work and need some place for their kids to go, so we think this was a win-win for everybody. This week, players are being taught a lot of skating and teamwork skills. Hudson Purdy, 8, says he's enjoying being a part of the camp this week. I like that we get to play games and get some practice in, he said. It's nice to be out on the ice. Purdy says he's also enjoyed the off-ice training aspect of the camp where he gets to work with a fitness trainer and athletic coach. It helps improve my skills off the ice, he said. It's helped me learn a lot about balance and strength. Ben Almeida, 9, has also been enjoying his time at the camp. I like that we get to play in a game every day, he said. Almeida is also a big fan of the dry land training. It helps strengthen my muscles, he said. Over at the Aurelia Public Library, popular drop-in programs are happening daily each morning this week. Megan Wilkinson, the library's director of Children and Youth Services, says the focus of March break is science, technology, engineering, art, and math. Today's theme is engineering with Wednesday Addams. Earlier in the week, the library hosted a Harry Potter and Star Wars themed activity day. Tomorrow's theme will be Percy Jackson, and Friday will be a map-inspired walk throughout the library. It's been fantastic, Wilkinson said. We have a ton of families coming in each day and a lot of them keep coming back and telling their friends. Wilkinson says it's important for the library to provide an accessible and free place for parents to bring their kids to enjoy March break. We have reduced a lot of barriers to allow people to come in and do something with their kids, she said. When things cost money, or you have to register far in advance, it can make it really hard for families. Josh Rodick has spent most of the week at the library with his wife and two kids. He says the programming has been excellent. I think it's a great way to keep the kids busy, he said. It's a great way to stay local as well. Rodick says he and his kids have learned a lot about chemistry, technology, and engineering this week. Today during Wednesday Addams Day, they think they are just building haunted houses, he said. They are actually learning structure and how to put things together, which makes them learn while having fun at the same time. Jack Rodick, 8, says he's enjoyed spending the March break at the library. It's fun, he said. I like that we get to keep the things we make here. Taya Robbins, 11, was dressed up as Wednesday Addams while making thing out of straws and string on Wednesday morning. It's nice to be able to get out and have things to do, Robbins said. I think the library is a fun place to come to.